And when you think of the future, you think about waiting. The future is yet to come. We're always living in the present. For what has already happened is in the past, and what is yet to come is in the future. But in Isaiah 40:31, it says this: "But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." So if you've repented and you've trusted in Christ, have made a commitment to Him, have answered His call, have turned away, you know, we're secure. We're in the Father's hands. You know, it says that in John 10:28-29. It says in John 6:37, Christ will turn no one around, turn no one away who comes to Him. And in John 6:39, you know, that none of His own will be lost. So there's that great assurance. Those who wait on the Lord will renew their strength. You know, that expectation, eager expectation, should be a strength to us. As you know, it's sometimes hard to wait for things, but that knowing that it's coming, we have that assurance based on God Himself, on His word and what He said, and that He's promised, and He can't break that. And all that He's done for us, you know. It says, "We shall run and not be weary, we shall walk and not faint. And you'll rise up on wings as eagle." It speaks of that. An eagle rises up with powerful strokes. He soars on currents of air, but to get there, he works. He rises up. And we do, because God has empowered us, we can do that as well.